This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 145. On this second week of May. I trust everyone is doing okay out there. Starting to feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not sure about you. Country seems to be slowly opening up. Hope it doesn't return in a big way, of course, and we can put this all behind us, but I'm not going to get too optimistic, you know, to the point of carelessness. My wife and I still wear gloves when we go out, and we usually wear masks, or if we have to, when we go into a store. Then we use hand sanitizer when we're back in the car. Then we wash our hands when we get home. So we're going to continue that on for a while anyways, just to err on the side of caution. Anyhow, please stay healthy out there, and thanks again for tuning in to Tech It Out. As we've done over the past couple of months on this program, we'll be exploring several tech angles to COVID-19. This week, we're going to touch base with LG to learn about its new dual-screen phone, the V60, and how it can be used to help you get more done in less time, maybe as you're working from home on this thing. And then after work, it's also great for gaming, as you'll soon hear why. After that interview with LG, and speaking of gaming, we're going to talk with the Entertainment Software Association, the ESA for short, about how games are helping us during the pandemic. After that, are you suffering from Zoom fatigue? Are you sick of being on all these video calls day in and day out and having to look your best and look like you're paying attention and you have to look and dress nice and your home is maybe judged by your colleagues and such? Well, we're going to learn about a voice-driven 3D avatar that replaces you on platforms like Zoom or Skype or Teams and what have you. It's called Lumi Live. All of this and more on this week's brand new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about soon, but let's kick things off. Can you believe how much has changed in the world since early March? How we work, are educated, how we shop, socialize, that's all gone virtual during the COVID-19 pandemic. And to take advantage of this new normal, you're going to need the right gear. And some devices are more versatile than others, as you'll now hear about the brand new LG V60 ThinQ 5G smartphone that can do some things that other smartphones can't. Joining us on the line to explain is Andrea Candela. She's the LG brand and retail marketing manager. Welcome to the show, Andrea. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Let's dive right in. Working from home has become the new norm, of course. And as a result, many people have to be their own IT expert, if you will. How do you manage the experience yourself?
Well, really good question, Mark. There's definitely a learning curve for working remotely. And even though I work for a great company like LG and have access to some amazing tech, getting everyone connected can be a challenge for sure. I've become the impromptu IT person for friends outside of the tech industry. But I found the best way to keep things moving is to try and make the connection process as simple and as seamless as possible. So building in time for trial and error when working with the new platforms has always helped. Also when booking meetings or we're connecting. I've always tried to include video links and emails and meeting notices along with any checklists for logins. And that helps people give the heads up if there's any new apps or platforms that they need to install or get familiar with.
Great advice. And speaking of connectivity, with so many of us having to work remotely, no doubt video calling has become essential. But sometimes it can be hard to keep people focused during a group chat. Any tips or devices that have helped you out?
That's also another challenge that comes to keeping people engaged during virtual briefings. I found you need to get really creative about the platforms and hardware that you use to connect everyone. But when you do get creative, it definitely pays off. Recently, using the dual screen form factor on the new LG V60 ThinQ 5G, I recently hosted a virtual briefing right on the device using both of the screens, actually. So on one side, we hosted some live streamed demonstrations of the new device, and on the other, hosted the presentation and the call. So by using both, we got to provide a virtual hands-on feel of the new device, as well as keep everybody engaged.
All right, so this is a new device that I hinted at in the introduction as well. It's called the LG V60, V as in Victor, 60 ThinQ 5G. So it's a dual screen device. I think it's LG's second dual screen device. So as you may expect, it's actually two separate screens in a case. Is that correct? And then you can do different things on each side, or depending on the application you're in, see everything all on one screen. So it shares the real estate. Is that fair?
That's right, Mark. The V60 is designed to be a multitasking powerhouse. There's multiple things that they could be doing on the two screens without any compromise.
Yeah, awesome. I'll ask you, Andrea, in a moment about some examples of things you could do with that dual screen form factor. But first, so you did say it's called the LG V60 ThinQ 5G. So this is LG's first 5G device.
Absolutely. LG V60 ThinQ 5G with dual screen is LG Electronics' first 5G device. It features lightning fast speeds, robust connectivity, and is able to offer tomorrow's phone today.
Right. So 5G hasn't yet rolled out, but you're kind of future-proofing your investment by having 5G already built into the device. So when your carrier flicks the switch, so to speak, it will be ready to go. So it is a 5G device, even though we can't quite take advantage of those speeds yet.
100%.
How does the V60 hold up when it comes to audio and video performance?
Well, it definitely packs a punch when it comes to video and audio. Three of my top favorite features are the unbelievable 8K video. The device is actually able to record an 8K video to capture all of the details with the 8K resolution, which is, as most people would know, four times higher than 4K. So you see every little detail in your photography and video. Also, the redefined camera technology that comes with the V60 equips it with a 64-megapixel rear-facing camera, so anyone can shoot super vibrant, high-resolution pictures. And finally, one of my favorite features is the revolutionary audio experience, a packable audio capability that gives you features such as the voice bokeh that allows you to zero in on different voices and recognizes and separates them from the background so sound is much clearer, or the ASMR recording feature as well that takes advantage of the four mics housed in the device.
Oh, there's four microphones. Wow. We're chatting with Andrea Candela, LG Brand and Retail Marketing Manager, about the new V60 ThinQ 5G smartphone. The ThinQ, just to bring everybody up to speed, is your brand for the artificial intelligence that these devices have, whether it's appliances or smartphones and things like that. That's the THINQ, if you see that written out. Let's go back now to the dual screen form factor. What could we expect this time around? So it is LG's second dual screen device.
That's right, Mark. We're really excited to introduce the second generation of the dual screen technology. One thing I like to say is dual screen means twice the power. So no matter what you're doing, whether it's texting and talking, watching Netflix and scrolling through Instagram, etc., The innovative form factor of dual screen and the power of 5G together will set the LG V60 ThinQ 5G with dual screen apart from the competition for sure.
All right. And there must be clear benefits for using two screens when working from home, which many of us are doing now, or maybe going to school at home with distance learning. Could you give us an example of what you could do with two screens instead of one?
For sure. With dual screen, you're already able to do twice as much. So when you throw in the 5G into the mix, you can get even more powerful and a more efficient device. Some of those benefits include more multitasking. As someone who's always on the move, multitasking is essential to my day. So the LG V60 ThinQ 5G lets me take it to the next level. I can answer emails while managing my calendar, for example. It's definitely more immersive. I know this is going to be a hit with all of my gamer friends just because they can use the LG gamepad to take their games on the go and experience mobile gaming in new ways. And paired with 5G again, less lag on the go. And finally, more content. I'm always trying to get the perfect shot, and now with mirror mode, it's a piece of cake just because it turns my second screen into a viewfinder using the 360-degree freestop hinge, so I can see the subject on both screens, giving me flexibility to capture an image from a bunch of different angles.
Cool. And you were saying earlier about the gamepad. That's when the second screen acts as a controller, right? Like a left, right, up and down, and buttons to fire or move and that kind of thing, right?
That's right. It'll work with any game that can connect to a Bluetooth controller.
Awesome. As we wrap up, Andrea, you know, the million-dollar question is there's lots of phones out there. So what makes the V60 really stand out?
The LG V60 will let you experience the power of that new network immediately. It will also be available through a number of carriers, making it easily accessible to anyone. The dual screen form factor itself as well is another great reason, making the entire device a powerhouse. It's made for multitasking. And finally, the LG second year promise, which is on the LG V60, extending the standard warranty by an additional 12 months. So peace of mind all around.
All right. And where could we pick up this new device and how much does it cost?
So the V60 ThinQ 5G dual screen smartphone can be purchased at retailer for $0 down on select contracts. And in addition to that, for a limited time, people who purchase the device will also receive a free set of LG Tone free wireless earbuds. So there's an added bonus.
Andrea Cadella, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Be well.
Thank you, Mark. Hope everyone's staying safe and healthy out there.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with the Entertainment Software Association about how video gaming is helping those during the pandemic. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030. License in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Hey, we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, for those in search of incredible. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. For many of us having a hard time during the COVID-19 pandemic, we've turned to video games as a bit of a virtual escape, if you will. I mean, just watch the news for 5 minutes and you can see why we may need one. But games are also bringing people together. So it's not just entertainment, but it's connecting with those who matter as we're socializing, even if it's over the internet, chatting with our friends while we're playing together in a game. But you just might be surprised who is playing games and why we're playing, and also the jobs that it creates in this country. So to shed some light on all of these positive aspects of healthy play, we're joined on the line by President and Chief Executive Officer of the Entertainment Software Association, Stanley Pierre-Louis. Welcome to the show, Stanley. Been watching interviews you've done lately. I know you've been busy.
Thank you so much. It's great to speak to you about this really exciting topic of where video games are going today.
Right. At a time where I think we really need them.
We do. You know, one of the things that we've noticed is that video games have never been more meaningful to people than they are today. People from all over the world and all walks of life are staying connected, creating community, and celebrating the joy that video games bring to their lives and the connections that it creates. So I think it's never been more relevant and meaningful to people's lives than it is today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed. It's one thing to binge watch a great TV series and feel like you're connected to the characters and all that, but there really is something else altogether about interactive entertainment, about being the star of that story. It's so much more immersive, I would argue. And then you layer that on top about the way that we're engaging with each other while playing. My son was just playing NBA 2K with his buddies, laughing and talking at the same time as strategizing, wearing a headset microphone. So it is a type of socializing.
It is. One of the things we know about video games is they do draw people in a very exciting way because you're being challenged, you're building skill sets, you're learning perseverance. So there's a lot about games that's both fun and allowing us to grow while we're playing them. But that aspect of the social connections being made through gameplay is really what's been driving the growth of the industry, especially today when we all find ourselves working, playing, and learning from home. So much of the experience you've expressed about what your son is seeing in those games has been the experience of most Americans and most people around the world. So it's been an exciting time to see how video games not only entertain us, but keep us together. And you're even seeing this phenomenon of athletes playing against each other and being broadcast playing against each other, whether it's NASCAR, the NBA, NHL. You're seeing broadcast versions of this exciting community being played live before us in HD, but in the most beautiful rendition of the world that's out there. So it's exciting to see that entertainment within the context of video games is now being broadcast to a worldwide audience.
Yeah, I love that. Even the WHO is recommending video games as an effective way to deal with COVID-19. Ironically, 1 year after that, they wanted to add gaming disorder to its list of, you know, cautionary sort of notes to parents of gamers. To what do you attribute this about face? Did they just wake up and realize, you know, we were wrong to consider it a disorder and that there's so many positive effects to healthy gaming?
One of the things we've always known about video games is that they connect people in important ways, but they also excite us and draw us in and help us learn. And so we've always been of the view that video games benefit society in a myriad of ways, both on the individual level and on a global level. I think what they saw and what many other people saw was that there was an important audience tapping into video games. And for them to get their stay-at-home message, the video game audience was the most robust among the media field. So if you look at the top five things that the WHO talks about, social distancing, washing hands, playing video games is in that top five. And so clearly they saw that reaching that audience was critical to their growth, critical to their messaging, even at a time when they had previously expressed concerns about video games. We're excited about this turn and applaud every effort that tries to get people to do the right thing in their lives today. But having video games a part of that message, I think, is very powerful and helps us extend the value of games because people are also seeing each other play, they're seeing their kids play, and they're starting to play together, and they're seeing the value of it. I have an 80-year-old mother-in-law who now plays bridge with her friends online on a daily basis, and that's keeping them together. That's another effort for social connecting, and it also shows the range of people who play video games.
On a similar note, I play Words with Friends with my mom, who's over 80. We each use our smartphone, or I maybe have a tablet in my hand. So it's kind of like Scrabble, but we're also chatting with each other while we're playing. Also sharpens her brain, right, to play these kinds of word games. So you're mentioning the audience. So with that in mind, how has the face of the video gamer changed over the years? I teased in my introduction that my audience may be surprised who is a typical gamer today. Can you talk about some of the findings you've had at the ESA?
Absolutely. We know that people have a perception of what they view a gamer as, but as we start talking about who's actually playing video games, we're seeing that everyone plays games. So we know that 46% of people who play games are women. We also know that there are just as many people over 50 playing video games as under 18. And so it's a population that includes all of us. Right now, 64% of American adults play video games. Over 214 million gamers across all sectors in the U.S., including all populations. And so we know that is a growing group. And we also know that the sector over 50 is growing based on studies by other groups like AARP that have found tremendous growth over the past 3 to 4 years on what they call the silvering of America, that everyone is playing games.
We'll continue our chat with Stanley Pierre-Louis from the Entertainment Software Association when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google it. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
If you are fishing for bluegill, but you want to target the bigger red ear, I'll share a tip how to catch them right after this.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
If you are catching bluegill on their spawning beds, if you go a little deeper and farther out, you can sometimes catch the red ear. Another strategy is to take your bobber off and work your split shot on the bottom with a bait floating behind. This can catch the bigger red ear. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Snine and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snine and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Stanley Pierre-Louis. He is the CEO and president of the Entertainment Software Association. That's the ESA. All right, so two-thirds of the American public, or two-thirds of American households, have gamers in them.
That's exactly right. And what people with family members playing games see is that it is a social vehicle. And for kids, it's a digital playground. It's the way that they're connecting with friends, not merely playing on their own, but connecting and developing those skills we talked about earlier about teamwork and about empathy and about perseverance, because you're not just playing to win. You're also playing to collaborate with your friends.
Right. Not to mention problem solving, sharpening your hand-eye reflexes. I mean, there's many other benefits as well. Now, Stanley, you recently launched the first industry brand campaign called Game Generation. Please tell us about that.
We are excited to harness what games bring to everyone and a message around this campaign called Game Generation. Game Generation is an opportunity for everyone to talk about how games impact us in a positive way through three pillars. One is the community aspect of video gaming, which has fueled its growth. Another is the inclusivity of games. You have so many different kinds of games, different kinds of people playing games or playing together, building these skill sets we've been talking about. And third is the inspiration that games bring. Today, people probably don't think about it because it's so reflexive, but games are part of everything we do in life. They're part of education. They're part of healthcare. They're part of how we express ourselves. Right now, with everyone at home, they're wondering, how do I educate my kids? How do I enhance online learning? Video games have been playing a role for years in educating today's school population. So you have games ranging from Minecraft, which has an education edition, which has educated more than 35 million kids around the world, to smaller companies like Legends of Learning that have math and science curricula. So games have been part of how we learn and how we function and how we grow. And we wanted to take an opportunity to step back and really celebrate it and invite people to be a part of that conversation. So we launched it in February. We invited people to share their stories. We reached over 400 million people through our earned and social media. And we also had the opportunity to get people to tell their stories. And so far, more than 90,000 people have joined this campaign in some way, shape, or form to share their stories. And so we're excited about the growth that we have, and we want to continue that dialogue because this campaign is about people sharing their stories, because that's the best way to reinforce the value of games is people sharing their experiences.
Mm-hmm. And I love the diversity in gaming as well. Culturally, there's gender diversity and also those who have disabilities. You know, the Xbox Adaptive Controller, perfect example of gaming being an inclusive culture.
That's exactly right.
Just as we wrap up, Stan, I know that the video game industry also creates so many jobs contributing to the GDP of the country. Can you talk to us a little bit about the industry, about the development side of things before we wrap?
What we've seen is that people interested in video games end up wanting to learn more about what goes on behind the game, and that fuels a lot of innovation and energy in other sectors. We know, for example, that girls who play video games are three times as likely to get a college degree in STEM. They may not go into the video game sector, but they may end up building the next simulation for an airliner. And so we're seeing that the interest in video games has fueled a lot of interest into these other categories. And there are new innovations coming about because of it. So, for example, today when we're all at home and people need to do physical therapy, there are actually video game-based physical therapy apps to help you do your exercises and follow along. And you can change those based on what the patient needs in a very robust way, where you don't need to find the actor to change the scene on a video of some sort. You can do it in the game and in the app. And so more and more, we're beginning to see that video games have fueled so many different sectors, from education to healthcare, and the sky is the limit where video games can lead us.
Indeed. And then the best website to learn more about the work you're doing at the ESA and what's coming next?
Well, you can find out a lot about what we do, including some of our COVID relief efforts, on theesa.com, and you can also learn about the Game Generation campaign at gamegeneration.org.
All right, theesa.com, and that's Entertainment Software Association, and gamegeneration.org. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, thank you so much, Stanley Pierre-Louis. Always a pleasure chatting with you. I look forward to seeing you in person again one day soon. Thanks so much again. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
So many of our listeners know I write this Tech Tip of the Day on social media, specifically on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. I write a little hack or a little tip that is easy to apply to get more out of your technology, often ways to save you money or save you time or save you aggravation. Everything from iPhone users shaking their phone to easily delete something to finding an old Android phone or tablet and using that as a bedside alarm clock or a digital photo frame for your family to a backup security camera that you can plug in an old iPad iPad or Android device or an old phone, an iPhone or Android phone, and point it to something and keep an eye on it even when you're not at home. So I want to share a few more of these tech tips that I created last week and posted. One was for those who wear AirPods, those trendy wireless earbuds from Apple. Did you know that they can magnetically stick to the top of a MacBook? That way you won't lose these expensive little earbuds. So as long as your Mac is open, so the screen is open, just take them out of your ears and touch the top of the screen and they'll stay there for safekeeping. You know where they are now and you won't lose them. Just remember to remove them before you close the lid, okay? They're not a strong magnet, so they're not going to impede the performance of the AirPods, nor will they damage your Mac screen. Another tip was for computer users who have a desktop keyboard on maybe a Windows PC or a Mac. And if you use those sticky notes, like those little post-it notes, before you toss it out, run the sticky part in the cracks of your keyboard and just slide them across. And it's going to pick up dust and little food crumbs and hair and things that you don't realize fall between the keys on your keyboard and can hurt the performance of it. So try that with a sticky note and then toss it out when you no longer need it. A little hack there. One more tip for iPhone users is that you can turn any ebook into an audiobook without having to pay for it. So all you do is you enable what's called Speak Screen, which is an accessibility feature on your iPhone. And all you have to do is on any ebook that you're reading or on any article that you're reading, simply take two fingers and swipe down from the top of your iPhone and it will begin reading the words to you. So you're going to hear a human-like voice. You can adjust the speed. You can change the voice as well, male to female, different accents, and listen to the book. So you can now walk around town while listening to an audiobook, even though it's really a book. And similarly, you can multitask while hearing an article, maybe while you're on the treadmill or what have you, or when you're closing your eyes at night. Anyhow, if you like those kinds of tips, you can follow me on social media for my tech tip of the day. On Twitter, for example, I'm at @Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, underscore or underline, Saltzman. And I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, as I mentioned. Hang tight. There's a lot more tech talk when we return. We're going to learn about a 3D avatar to replace you on Zoom video calls. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
This is sponsored by the American Association of Endodontists, AAE. During the coronavirus pandemic, 84% of endodontists' offices remain open for treating patients with dental emergencies. By addressing a large percentage of all emergency dental care services during this pandemic, endodontists are adept at current infectious control protocols. Dr. Alan H. Gluskin, president of the AAE.
If you have severe tooth pain or a dental infection-related fever, contact your local endodontist immediately rather than going to the hospital emergency room or urgent care. Also remember, good oral health practices are tied to overall health, including fighting infection. Wash your hands before and after brushing and flossing, and keep your toothbrush clean by rinsing it with water after brushing.
For more information, please visit www.findmyendodontist.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. This program is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. In this new normal we're all living in, many billions of people around the world are now mandated to work from home. And yes, I said billions with a B. And so many of us are turning to video conferencing tools like Zoom to stay connected with face-to-face video calls. But there is now a new option for how you look on these group calls. To elaborate and tell us all about Lumi Live, which just launched, we're joined on the line by Mahesh Ramasubramanian. He is the co-founder and CEO of Loom.ai. Welcome to the show, Mahesh.
Hello, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. In fact, didn't you do these special effects for some hugely successful animated films like Shrek and Monsters vs. Aliens and Madagascar 3? Tell us about that.
Yes, I was fortunate to work on those movies. Before we started Loom.ai, I worked for 15 years at DreamWorks Animation.
Amazing.
And I was a visual effects supervisor there, starting from Shrek and the Madagascar series and most recently, Home and Boss Baby. It was a great experience, you know. It allowed me to work on building digital characters and representations for actors and make them very relatable to the audience on screen.
Awesome. And of course, you can leverage that with your work on Lumi Live, which are 3D avatars. But I'll let you explain, please. So at a high level, what is Lumi Live all about?
Yeah, Lumi Live is a desktop product to bring voice-driven 3D avatars into video conferencing. And just to connect the dots with what I had done before, you know, in the past, we would build digital avatars of characters, and those would be pre-rendered. But what we are doing with Lumi Live is giving the ability to have interactive digital representations or avatars that you can drive with just voice.
Right. Okay. So opposed to your work on Shrek and some of these other movies where it was pre-rendered, so it's not live. You actually spent months or years working on these 3D characters. With Lumi Live, this is in real time. These are 3D avatars that you can change what they do on screen so it appears. Since this is radio, I just want to explain that when someone is talking to you over a video platform such as Zoom, instead of seeing you, they see a 3D avatar of you, or you can make it look like someone else altogether if you prefer. But those gestures and the lip syncing and all that is all in real time.
Exactly.
So who would you say it's for exactly, Mahesh? Is this for people who aren't comfortable on camera or they don't want to reveal what their home looks like to their colleagues?
Yeah, it's for different audiences. So, you know, on one side, it is for people who are in lots of meetings throughout the day and staring at video grids of people's faces for 5 to 6 hours a day is very strenuous. And there's a term called video call fatigue or Zoom fatigue that people say.
Sure.
That comes from this experience. So it helps to be in a more audio-only mode for people in this category who have lots of meetings. But in addition, it does help the situations you mentioned as well, where you want people to focus on the meeting at hand and not worry about their appearance or how their you know, background looks. And this kind of separates those two. And finally, because it's audio only, you have less bandwidth requirements. So for people who tend to not turn on their video because either the bandwidth is too high or the, you know, it freezes too often and kind of detracts from your meeting,
right,
this gives an alternate way for you to be present. So there's audio, there's video, and now we are offering avatars.
Okay, got it. I know it's audio-driven, so you don't need to be sitting down in front of your camera. It's not like it's mirroring your actions in real time. But I've seen a video of you online with your colleagues talking, and at one point you give a thumbs up. At another point, one of your colleagues gives a wave to the camera. So how do you do that then if it's not mirroring your physical actions?
Correct. So what we have is we have certain reactions that happen automatically, that is inferred using deep learning. And there are certain reactions that the user can trigger or can drive. And so in the case of a wave or thumbs up, it, or, you know, you want to raise your hand, or you want to very specifically, you know, say hi, those you would kind of manually trigger a reaction. And then we would play a 3D animation on your avatar. And then on the other end are reactions that are automatically generated. For example, if I was sitting still and listening, our program knows that you're listening and you're not talking, so it will play animation cycles that would make you look like you're listening. And if you went into talking, it would play different animation cycles. And again, depending on the certain voice intonations, we can also change the animation. One of the things we are working on right now, and we'll have it very soon, is the ability to react to laughter. So if you laugh in a meeting, we can recognize laughter and make the avatar laugh. So this is purely from audio. You're trying to figure out what could be something plausible that the person might be doing.
When we return, we're going to continue learning about Lumi Live 3D avatars for video chatting services. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It is pretty cartoon-like, as I said. Is that fair?
Correct. It is We've done a lot of research in trying to find a balance between recognizability and the ability to be expressive. If you tend to go too real, then you might end up in a little of in an uncanny valley where you expect the movements to be absolutely real. And the other issue is if you make it too real, you get the same sensory overload that you might get from video. So you want to get to a place where it is easy for you to see. It's easy to read expressions. You want to be able to read if someone raised their hand, but and you want it to be very expressive. So by making it a little bit more stylized, that allows your expressions to be bigger than what you might see on a normal face. So a smile might be a bigger smile, and you know, you might be able to play animations that are bigger.
Oh, you haven't seen my smile yet, so it's pretty big. No. So how do you choose what your Lumi looks like? What's the setup process like before you get going on your platform?
So we offer a mobile app on iOS and Android, which is called Lumi. And that's where we expect people to build their Lumi avatars. So you pick up this mobile app, and you take one photograph, and it uses deep learning to give you a good starting point for you to then customize and build an avatar that you like with, you know, the hairstyle you want to use, the kind of the clothing you want to pick. And once you've made your choice in the Lumi mobile app, now your avatar is available in any other application that is integrated with Lumi.
Okay. Got it. You start on the app, and then the platform itself is only for desktop at this point.
Correct. So the Lumi Live is only for the desktop at this time. And there, we work with other partners on different kind of applications, which could also all use the same Lumi avatars.
Just before we wrap up, we talked about it being only for computers at this point, so laptops and desktops, opposed to smartphones and tablets at this point in time. But what platforms, like video chatting platforms, does it work on? And how do you initiate it? Like, let's say someone calls me over Zoom. How do I start the Lumi Live part within Zoom, or do I have to do something outside of it?
Good question. So first off, so we right now are available on Mac OS. And we are coming out very soon with a Windows version of our desktop application. Then the other thing is it actually works with every video conferencing application out there. You know, think of WebEx, Meet, Skype, MS Teams, GoToMeetings, BlueJeans, all of them, including Zoom, of course. And how we have set this up is we have a separate app that you download from our web page, and you have Lumi Live running. And what Lumi Live does is it renders these avatars and imitates a virtual camera, which then in any of these apps, like if you were in a Skype call right now, all I would have to do is go to settings and look for camera, and it might give you an option right now of, you know, FaceTime camera or Logitech camera. In that same list, you would see a Lumi Live camera.
Oh, I get it.
And all you have to do is select that camera, and you're in. So it's fairly straightforward in all these video call applications where you just have to select your input camera source.
I got it. Finally, pricing.
Yes, this is free for users to use. We hope to integrate this more natively into video conferencing and live streaming applications. And in that case, you know, we are hoping to get some licensing. But for the user, it's basically free. You can, you know, download and use the app. You can use the Lumi mobile application to build your avatars. And we are hoping to really get everyone using this. To see this in action, please go to our webpage. It's loom.ai, and you will see a link there for Lumi Lives.
All right, so it's simply loom.ai, L-O-O-M.ai, and then you can see it in action there, and the product, again, is called Lumi Live. We've been chatting with Mahesh Ramasubramanian. Thank you so much for your time. Really compelling technology here. I'm hoping it comes to Windows very soon, and good luck with the launch of it.
Thanks so much, Mark.
And thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone, whether you're listening to this on your local radio station or perhaps in podcast form. Either way, thrilled to have you along. And thank you to our title sponsor, ASUS. Asus. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Check out asus.com/US/radio for all their gear. That's asus.com/US/radio. Stay healthy, everyone. Looking forward to catching up with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says the U.S. government was not involved in a failed raid to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
The president denies U.S. involvement in the attempted overthrow, saying if the American military wanted to go into Venezuela, it wouldn't be a secret.
If we ever did anything with Venezuela, it wouldn't be that way. It would be a slightly different. It would be called an invasion.
He told Fox and Friends he would have to find out what happened. Meanwhile, three Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee are demanding answers from the Trump administration about how much it knew about the attempted raid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration gave emergency authorization for a new type of coronavirus test that administration officials have touted as a key to opening up the country. The antigen tests developed by Quidel Corporation of San Diego can rapidly detect fragments of virus proteins in samples collected from swabs inside the navel cavity and give results in 15 minutes. Meanwhile, the head of the FDA is in self-quarantine after coming in contact with a person who's tested positive for COVID-19.
The FDA says Commissioner Stephen Hahn has himself tested negative for the virus since learning of the contact. Hahn is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and two people who work in the White House complex have tested positive in recent days.
Ben Thomas reporting. The family of a cruise ship crew member who died after testing positive for COVID-19 filed a lawsuit against Royal Caribbean Cruises. The family says the company failed to protect its employees as the pandemic ravaged sailings around the world. They allege the 27-year-old Indonesian man who worked in housekeeping on Symphony of the Seas suffered from flu-like symptoms, including a fever and shortness of breath, but was not tested for 6 days before he eventually passed. More on news and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
British leaders weighing whether or not to ease restrictions and by how much. Transport Minister Grant Shapps can't confirm Prime Minister Boris Johnson will announce new quarantine rules for people traveling into the UK, but he says it would make sense.
Bearing in mind the sacrifice the British people have made this last 7 weeks and counting, we can't have a situation where everyone else is being asked to stay at home, but others could come into the country. It's also worth pointing out that the numbers coming to the country are very, very small, but it is a question of that judgment.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England, Jonathan Van Tam, says whatever Johnson does announce, he expects measures to be very controlled.
Whatever the Prime Minister announces that we will do next, it is going to be extremely cautious and extremely careful and extremely painstaking.
At least six of the 20 English Premier League soccer clubs are concerned about the plan to use neutral stadiums to finish their season. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A federal court's halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services.
The temporary restraining order issued Friday enjoins Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's administration from enforcing the ban at any in-person religious service statewide. The federal court halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services, clearing the way for Sunday church services. The ruling from the Eastern District of Kentucky sided with the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Nicholsville, but applies to all places of worship around the Commonwealth. Two other federal judges had previously ruled the ban was constitutional. Patrick Frost reporting.
Trump administration asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit filed by three Democratic state attorneys general seeking to force the U.S. archivist to recognize Virginia's vote last January to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment and adopt it in the U.S. Constitution. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your border collie acting a bit bored? Does your Siamese need a little space? Are your new rescues a little bit too rambunctious? Well, if you love animals, and obviously you do, you're listening to The Pet Show, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned. Because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, and I mean we are ever-growing, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, digging, or humping, your cat looks at the litter box and says, there's no way I'm going near that, scratches your furniture, keeps you up at night. In other words, if you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions, and at the same time, a great gift. If you get through to me live on the air, I will be sending a great gift to you as well. Many of the gifts I'm giving away on today's show are worth $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. If you get through to me live, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. One more time, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, by now, if you are a regular listener to this show, as well you should be, you know I never get through all of my topics because your questions and your comments are always my priority. So what we're going to take a look at today is, with all of the amazing people adopting and fostering pets during these stressful times, I've been getting a lot of questions about how to adjust their new pet to their new homes, whether they be permanent or temporary. The adjustment period, coming up. Also, you may think that you're doing your pets a favor by fostering or adopting, but hold on there for a moment. The benefits of adopting a dog or cat is actually making you a better and a healthier person. Also coming up, there's a lot of information, both good and bad, on the internet. Tons and tons of information. One is hand sanitizer. If you use those hand sanitizers, like I use every day 20 times, is it really dangerous for your dogs and cats? Some reports say it can be deadly. True or false? I'll have the truth coming up in a little bit. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, your cat's not using the litter box, not eating or eating too much, your dog is counter surfing, your dog hates other dogs, not thrilled with some of your friends either, and your poor dog suffers with separation anxiety, or you just believe that your dogs and cats are outsmarting you, give me a call. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day, do you believe that your pets are making the pandemic easier for you to adjust to? Do you believe your pets are making the pandemic easier for you to adjust to? Let me know. 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the busy phone lines here. How about we start out with Mary. Hey, Mary, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What can I do for you today, Mary?
I've got a schnoodle. All our dogs, all our animals are rescues. And my schnoodle, she's 5 years old. She's on her second kind of medication for allergy. And the vet's saying that she's allergic to fleas, but I never see fleas.
Yeah, well, you don't have to see fleas. There are certain breeds, not certain breeds, but certain dogs and certain cats that have what's called a flea dermatitis. You may never see a flea, but one flea bite, and it's like the Armageddon. So that's probably what your vet is talking about. In terms of the fleas, there's a couple of things that you can do. Number one is, I know you were listening to my LA show, and I was talking about my Hugs and Kisses supplements. And one of the reasons I developed that is because very often, because the number one ingredient is lecithin, it keeps that skin nice and moist. And fleas thrive on burrowing in dry skin. So one of the things that might be helpful is I will send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses for your dog, but also you may want to go online to NatureVet, and you may want to get some of their carpet crystals. And where the cat or where the dog hangs out, sprinkle it there, follow the directions, let it sit, and then vacuum it up. And more important than that is what I'd like you to do is I want you, and please listen carefully, everybody, I want you to go out and get a flea collar, but never ever, ever put a flea collar on your dog or cat. So you might be saying, okay, Warren, if I'm not going to put it on the dog or cat, what am I going to do with the flea collar? Well, here's what you do. You take that flea collar, you cut it into small pieces, and you put that flea collar into your vacuum cleaner bag. Now what happens is when you vacuum the house, any fleas or flea eggs that are there will be vacuumed in, and they would die because of the collar being in there. But you never put it on the pet. How's that sound, Mary?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
No, and by the way, Schnoodle, interesting dog, and I'll tell you why. Nowadays, there are golden doodles, cockapoos, this dude, this that, and the Schnoodle was actually one of the first designer dogs, Schnoodle being a combination of a schnauzer and a poodle. They were one of the first designer dogs, and they can't be more adorable, can they?
Oh, my gosh, she's the sweetest thing with the sweetest face, and she's normally so happy and peppy, but she's itching all the time, so I just want to get her back to that.
Yeah, so we're going to get her on the Hugs and Kisses supplements, and you're going to write me a big thank you note, okay? So we're going to get her on the Hugs and Kisses. I'm going to put you on with the lovely Jane. She'll pick up, get all your information, and a jar of my Hugs and Kisses supplements will be on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. And let me tell everyone out there, this flea season is going to be absolutely atrocious because of the rains and everything that's been going on. And there's some great flea treatments out there, but I always approach it on a natural way. And that's why, and if I'm bragging about my Hugs and Kisses, so be it. But keeping the skin nice and moist is really a great way of preventing a flea infestation. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Larry. Hey, Larry, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren.
How you doing? What's up, Larry?
I got a 12-year-old female dog, about 60 pounds, and her hips are getting weak. And I take her on short walks, and I give her like a glucosamine-type tablet. Is there something more I can do for her?
Yeah, there's a couple of things you can try. First of all, have you ever tried considering some type of physical therapy for your dog?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Most people haven't heard about that. You live in Southern California, and here's this so important. And not only in Southern California, they're actually, it's not called physical therapy for some legal term, but it's physical rehabilitation. In some of the beach communities and some other communities, and if you call your vet, there are actually places they can use hydrotherapy, they can have the dogs walking in water, they can use acupuncture, massage therapy, cold laser. You might want to speak to your vet. Go to my website. There's a great article. I had used cold laser on my dog, Skyler, many years ago, and it made a difference in his life for the last 4 or 5 years. So there's lots of other things you can do. Speak to your vet about some cold laser. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil specifically made for joint health. It's made by my friends at NatureVet. That should help as well. But you might want to have that conversation with your vet about the possibility of some cold laser therapy. How's that sound, Larry?
How do you use that hemp seed oil?
Oh, you just give it like it's like a treat.
But is it a liquid or?
No, it comes in a pill form. It's all liquid forms, but it comes in a pill form. And this is the only company I recommend. Listen, I've been on hemp seed oil for probably 8 or 9 years before anyone heard of it because I have rheumatoid arthritis, and it's been amazing in terms of my hips and joints, okay? Even my paws feel better. So what I'm going to do is let's do this. We're going to put you on hold, Larry. I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil specifically for joint health from my friends over at NatureVet. But I want you to speak to your veterinarian, Larry, and I want you to find out whether or not he recommends or advocates cold laser therapy. It made a big difference for my pet. So, Larry, I'm going to put you on hold, and we are going to send you some hemp seed oil specifically for your pet's joint health. Quick break, then right back to your calls. We got Ron in Vermont. We got David in California. We got Debbie in Arkansas. We'll get to your calls right after this. Now, you know you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and their incredible prebiotic formula and how it's the food of choice for my own rescue guys, Molly and Willie. Had them for a year now. What a difference it makes. But, you know, the benefits of Lucy Pet Food go way, way beyond anything I can tell you. So I want you to hear from a friend of mine. I want you to hear from Oxnard Senior Canine Police Officer Danny Kassin. Danny, I know that you've been working with police dogs for very long, well over 20 years. And obviously, it makes sense that dogs that feel good work better just like people. Like any professional athlete, dogs, your dogs specifically, have to be on the top of their game every time they go on patrol with you guys. It's a matter of life and death. So with all the dog foods on the market, why did Oxnard Police Department and police departments all over the country and rescues and humane organizations and me choose Lucy Pet Food, and what are some of the benefits you and your dogs have seen?
I've been trying different types of food for about 20 years, and when I started using Lucy Pet, I immediately saw a difference in the dog's drive, how healthy he is, how happy he is. At times, we're actually using the food as a reward system while training the dogs because they like it so much. These dogs are running at a high level all the time, And sometimes when we're out on a call, we got one shot at it, and we got to get it right. We got to make sure that dog is healthy and happy and ready to go.
Hey, Danny, first of all, thank you for the amazing work that you, your patrol office, and the dogs do keeping us all safe every day. And a special thanks to my friends at Lucy Pet Food for keeping them healthy and happy. Special deal going on for my listeners, so I don't know how much longer it's going to go on. So you heard everyone talking about Lucy Pet Food and what an incredible difference it makes. It's time you made the switch. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to log on to LucyPetFood.com. LucyPetFood.com, and I've arranged an amazing deal for my listeners. Here's the deal. If you log on to LucyPetFood.com today, and at the promo code you type in my name, it's Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, and the number 20, Warren 20, listen to this. Not only will you receive 20% off your entire order, if you order $10,000, $5,000, or $50, 20% off your entire order. And I spoke to Joey, the CEO, president of Lucy, and he said, you know, what else do you want? And I said, here's what I want. I want free shipping. So here's the deal. If you order today at LucyPetFood.com, no matter what you spend, 20% off your entire order. And, yes, shipping absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there! Ah!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
In the know, I'm Smitha Rao. May is Disability Insurance Awareness Month, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So Prudential is educating workers about invisible disabilities that can qualify for claims. Alice Cotty, Vice President and Head of Customer Solutions, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
COVID-19 has increased anxiety levels around the world due to employment and financial security concerns, loneliness, and isolation, as well as the stress of balancing work, homeschooling children, and caring for loved ones who are sick. But disability insurance protects your income if you need time off of work for mental health treatment.
1 in 5 adults experience some form of mental health condition each year, but less than half seek treatment. The numbers will likely rise due to recent events.
It's important to prioritize your well-being and mental health, especially during times of stress and uncertainty. Talk to your employer to see how you can leverage your disability insurance plans and other workplace benefits to take care of yourself and your family.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more.
A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, do you believe that your dogs and cats are making the pandemic easier for you to get through? I could not survive without mine. How you doing? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. Let me get back to the jamming phones here. This time we're going to the great state of Vermont, one of my favorite states, and Ron. Hey, Ron, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello there.
How are you today, Ron?
Fine, thank you.
What's up?
I'm calling because my sister's pug.
That's your niece or your nephew, right?
That's my sister.
No, your sister's dog is your niece or nephew.
Probably.
There you go.
And it's a little girl pug. It's about 8 or 9 years old, and you'd never know the dog was even that old. It acts like a puppy. It's the best dog you've ever had, but it has separation anxiety. Every time my sister leaves the room or leaves the house, it either starts barking or scratching at the door or pacing back and forth. It has a really hard time. My sister started letting it go upstairs with her at night and sleep in her room because the dog has such a hard time being alone. See, it had another pug or two with it until just recently. The second of two pugs passed away within, like, 1 year of one another. There was its mates, you know, its friends and stuff, and now it's absolutely alone.
So let's rephrase this a little bit, okay? You're using the term separation anxiety, okay?
Yes.
I'm using the term abandonment issues, and here's the difference. She lost two of her buddies, right, in the last year?
Right, yeah.
And when those buddies left, they never came back, did they?
Right.
So what happens is every time your sister leaves the home, your pug or her pug assumes that your sister's not going to come back either.
Right.
That's abandonment, much worse, much different than separation.
And my sister got a divorce, and her husband's gone now.
So, this poor dog's going through, this dog needs some time with me on the couch. But anyway,
Right. Listen
to me carefully, Ron.
Yes.
We can get through this. I love pugs. They're great dogs.
Yes.
But we need to build up the dog's confidence that every time your sister leaves, she will be returning. I'm dealing with that very much now because everyone that's been home with their dog and cat for the last 9 or 10 weeks, now they're worried about what's going to happen when they go back to work and their dogs respond. What I want your sister to start doing is when she's home with the dog, I want her to walk. Don't make a big deal out of leaving. Don't grab her purse. Don't grab her keys. Don't grab her jacket. Just go out the front door, come back in 5 minutes later. Go out the front door, come in the back door. Go out the back door, come in the front door. When she leaves the house, no big goodbyes, no big hellos. When she comes back, that triggers the dog that she's going to be gone for a long period of time. When she's home with the dog, let her go into another room and close the door. She can talk to the dog from the other side of the door temporarily, and little by little we can cut that out once the dog starts calming down. Separation anxiety and abandonment issues are pretty easy to resolve, but in a case where the dog lost two of its friends, lost your sister's husband in a divorce, it's a lot for a poor dog to go through. But if you follow my advice to the T and you really understand that what we want to do is build up the dog's confidence when it's alone and let the dog understand that every time your sister leaves, she's coming back. Not a difficult problem, just going to take some time. Ron, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, or you can give Jane your sister's address. Doesn't make any difference. There's a whole article in the book, a whole chapter in the book on separation anxiety. However, if you want to get some pre-reading from an article, if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, and that goes for everyone out there, there's some great articles on a separation anxiety in abandonment. What I'm going to do, Ron, your dog will get through this. Give it a couple of weeks. Call me back if you have to. But in the meantime, let's put Ron on hold, send him a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Ron, when read the chapter on separation anxiety. See, a lot of people are unaware of the difference, and we'll talk more about that when we come back. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Cover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Seven California elected officials are suing California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment free speech rights. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will give free legal advice to people seeking to opt out of union dues. Visit pji.org.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Get through. Give me a call. Let me know. If you get through, I'll send you a great gift. But right now, let me get back to the busy, busy phone lines and go to my friend David. Hey, David, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate your time.
Hey, it's my pleasure, David. What's up?
Excellent. So we have a 20-year-old cat named Mimi, which I've had virtually her whole life.
Wow.
She's our family. I have to wear earplugs at night for the last year because she's meowing and meowing at night. And I did a little bit of reading. I know that sometimes the cat can have a little bit of dementia or something. She doesn't appear to be in pain. I'm just wondering, how can I help my cat Mimi and get a good night's sleep?
Earplugs.
That's what I'm doing.
Let me tell you what's going on here, okay? A couple of things that we need to understand. First of all, we understand that cats and dogs can go through a type of a doggy or kitty Alzheimer's. At 20 years old, God bless her. I guarantee you that things that she hears don't sound the same to her as it did when she was younger, or she's losing her hearing an awful lot. When a cat or a dog or even a human being starts to lose their hearing, their vocalizations get much louder and louder. The more hearing loss, the louder the vocalizations. At 20 years old, you know what I would be doing?
What's that?
I'd be giving the dog or the cat, in your case, a hug and a kiss on the head, getting a better set of earplugs, and going to sleep. To try to correct the cat at this point, unless you want to speak to your vet, if the cat is eating, she's using her litter box, she seems healthy as she normally is, it's just the concept of losing the hearing and not being aware of the change of time. You know, when I was younger, I used to sleep till 9 or 10 in the morning when I had the opportunity. Now, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, David. As we get older, so do the things change about the way we live our lives. So as long as she's eating, as long as she's using the litter box, I would not be overly concerned at this point. I would give her the benefit of the doubt, a big hug and a big kiss every day. She's 20 years old. I hope you have her for another 20 years, but you know that's doubtful. But that's exactly why she's doing it. No doubt in my mind, it's a combination of loss of hearing and a little bit of kitty dementia going on at this point, David. I wish I had a better answer for you, but at 20 years old, just hug her and kiss her.
She absolutely deserves that. She's been a wonderful member of our family all these years, and she doesn't seem to be in pain. She doesn't seem, she eats and does everything else normally as she, you know, seems healthy. So I will get invested in a better set of earplugs and try to keep her comfortable as long as we have her.
you know, I know people always want me to give them this, like, major answer. Well, if you do this, if you do that. But, you know, at 20 years old, God bless it, David. You guys have done something right. The cat's giving you the best years of its life. So if she's a little loud at night, you know what? I had a grandfather that snored louder and louder as I got older. You know what I did? I just closed my door and put earplugs in my ears because I love my grandfather. That's what you need to do at this point, David. I'm trying to think what to send you. And you know what? Let me do this, David. Are you a big animal lover entirely?
Oh, yes, we have Mimi and Barney are a little Chihuahua dachshund, too, so both members of our family. We love, absolutely, 100%.
I'm not going to say, I don't want to say anything but a cat at 20 years old. I'm trying to think what I want to send. You know what? I'm going to send you some hemp seed joint health for the dachshund mix because they have those back things sometimes. So that's on its way to you, David. I appreciate it. Give that kitty a big hug and a kiss. Every day that you have. Sometimes people wonder, how do I correct? How do I stop? But what would your cat do? What would your dog do if you were having a problem? They would be a lot more patient with you. So I think that exactly the way we handle it is the right way. All right, let me take another call right now. We're going to go to Debbie, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Welcome to the Pet Show. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
The way we handle it is correct.
Oh, hi. I'm going to put it off quickly.
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What can I do for you?
Well, I have, for one thing, my dogs, especially the new one, I got a new puppy, has just made my pandemic so joyful.
Can you hear me? I can't imagine. You know, I adopted my two guys, Willie and Molly. I always say that. Willie and Molly, just about a year and a week ago. And I got to tell you, and this is two dogs now. I've had as many as 30 at a time. I don't think I could get through. Now, I've been confined to my house now for 9 weeks. Why? I have rheumatoid arthritis, so my immune system's compromised, so I shouldn't be going out. However, I'm pretty lucky. I live in Southern California, so I have a backyard. I have my hangout, which is my garage and my tools. So it's not that bad for me. But if it wasn't for Molly and Willie, I don't think I would have gotten through this either. So many of my listeners around the country and Canada are saying exactly what you're saying, Debbie. You know, quarantine is hard enough. Being quarantined without having something to nurture or something to nurture you would be impossible. So you believe your pets made all the difference in the world for you.
Yes, and I have rheumatoid arthritis and other things also. And since I was 60, and that's when I got my little dogs. I have two Bostons that are 10 now. And I just got, about a year ago, a black lab that someone kind of just gave us in a parking lot because they couldn't afford to feed it. And then the little puppy that I got is from the yard behind me, and they mistreat their dog so badly that I kind of rescued that one. But
Debbie,
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Both of them, on the new puppy and the lab. They're both really puppies. The new puppy, well, it's part pit. Maybe that's why. But I've never had a dog that tore up my arm so bad with his toenails and teeth, and he bites the other dogs on the jaw, you know, because that's the only way he knew how to play in the backyard with his brothers and sisters.
Here's what you need to do. You can't accept that type of behavior because it's not going to get better on its own. You need to work with the dog. In other words, don't yell at the dog. You know, it's like two guys fighting. If you yell at one kid, he's going to get more angry at the other kid. What you need to do is give the dog a lot more exercise on its own, and after you've exercised, then bring the other dogs out. Now, also, if you can have someone to help you, or if you can walk one of the dogs with this dog outside of the backyard on neutral territory, I think that would be really beneficial as well.
Okay.
Because, in other words, as long as they spend all that time in one area in your yard, no matter how big it may be, they're still going to be more possessive over that area.
And are pit bulls worse about biting
No, absolutely not. That sounds like Archie Bunker. Pit bulls are amazing dogs. They're no more aggressive than any. I don't know if you're old enough. Do you remember Buster Brown Shoes?
Yes.
I trained Tig, the dog for the Buster Brown Company, the last one. He was an American Staffordshire Terrier. I took him to every schoolyard, every place, every shopping mall all across the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico. He loved everyone. Don't believe people that say that pit bulls are bad dogs. Just that there's a certain segment of the population that's attracted to them. Let's face it, a crack dealer is not going to want a schnoodle, okay? They want a dog to think that they're tough. So there's nothing wrong with pit bulls. I'm a big advocate of the pit bull.
Well, it's the sweetest puppy. I mean, I've My gosh, he's so sweet. He sleeps with his head on top of mine at night.
They do, but I want you to calm this dog down. You need to do some training. So, Debbie, let me put you on hold. Let me send Debbie a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. Debbie, the reason
now,
I
also,
said that,
the lab dog barks all the time. All the time. He's got a big bark, and the other dogs are proud of him, and he thinks that's his purpose on earth.
And how long does he bark for?
It's a little over a year.
How long does he bark for at a time? A minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Oh, until it's every night he barks until I make him come in when it gets around 9 or 10.
Okay.
But he'll probably bark that whole time because I don't want the neighbors to not be able to sleep.
All right, so here's what I'm going to recommend that you do, okay? When he's barking outside, obviously, dogs bark, and especially with as many dogs as you have. So what I'm going to do, Debbie, is I am going to, I don't know what I want to send you. You know what, let me do this. Let's put Debbie on hold. Debbie, you can go to my website, you can go to a pet store. I want you to buy a small air horn. When the dog is barking outside, you can tap the air horn. But I want to send you something for all the dogs you rescue. So let's send Debbie in Arkansas some Lucy Pet Formers for Life pet food with all the dogs you rescued. So some Lucy pet food on its way to you. And I appreciate that phone call. A quick break, then right back to all of your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Listen carefully. If you're sick and tired of your dog's constant itching and scratching or your cat's hairballs, over 35 years ago, I worked with the top veterinary dermatologist in the entire country to solve those problems because you were my inspiration. You were watching me on the Today Show, the Tonight Show, Regis and Kathy Lee, the Mickey Mouse Club, and I heard over and over about itching, dry skin, and shedding. The Hugs and Kisses supplements, those are my own, and there's two formulas, one for dogs and one for cats. The number one ingredient is all-natural lecithin, so there's nothing better for dry skin. Now, Hugs and Kisses has actually been a healthy daily treat for literally generations of dogs and cats. But don't take my word alone. You can log on to my website, thepetshow.com, or you can go to amazon.com and check out Hugs and Kisses and read all of the 5-star testimonials about the product that's been around for over 35 years. If you want to control your dog or cat shedding, if the dander is driving you crazy and you feel sorry for your cat because they're suffering with hairballs, relief pretty much just a click away. Visit my website, thepetshow.com, where you can order the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, or you can call my office directly. And when you call my office, I want you to know you won't be speaking to anyone but my personal assistant. Her name is Julie, and she'll call you back Tuesday morning, but leave a message today. The phone number, 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847, or log on to thepetshow.com. And now Hugs and Kisses are available at amazon.com as well. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. So check out Hugs and Kisses at amazon.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
A little rock and robin here on the Peg Show. We have plenty of time, another hour to go. Laurie, Renee, Terry, we'll get to your call. Great time to call me, by the way. I still have Lucy pet food to give away, hugs and kisses supplements, T-shirts, copies of my behavior book, either dog or cat, cat's incredible cat litter, Arthur Sue Gold, hemp seed oil. Many of the items I still have to give away are worth $35, $40, and more, so it's a great time to give me a call. You may have to hang on for a couple of minutes, but it's worth it. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me see if I can get another quick call in before I have to break. We're going to go to Lori. Hey, Lori in Michigan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's up, Lori?
We have a almost two-year-old rescue. He's was originally raised outside, but he's been in the house for about 6 months, but we've had him 2 months, and he's infrequently, but periodically raising his leg and doing a little marking, and I'm trying to find a way to correct that.
Is he neutered?
Yes, he is.
Okay, here's what you do. The next time he has an accident in the house, even if you find it the next day or 5 hours later, take him to a different location in the same room. So if he pees on the right-hand side of the living room, you take him to the left-hand side. What you do is you put his leash and harness on, and you tie him, obviously giving him enough room to stand up and lie down, but you tie him. What I want you to do at that point is take a paper towel, dab up some of his urine, put it in front of him just out of his reach, come back at 10-minute intervals and say no. At the end of 20 minutes, untie him, forget about it, no grudges held. Here's what we've done, and this is so important, Lori. If you take the dog to where he peed, all you're doing is telling the dog it's bad to pee in that spot. So the dog says, fine, I'll go a foot to the right or a foot to the left. if you take the dog to a different location and you move his urine to a different location, he realizes it doesn't make any difference where he pees, doesn't make any difference when he pees, but when he goes, he's going to have to stay with his own mess. Now, the big question, has he peed near his food dish?
No.
Has he peed near his bed?
Not his bed, but our other dog's bed.
Ah, which makes more sense. So follow my advice. You're going to fall in love with me, Lori, I promise. Follow my advice. The next time he goes, a different location in the same room, tie him enough room to stand up and lie down, dab up just a drop of his urine on a towel, put it in front of him, 20 minutes, come back at 10-minute intervals. At the end of 20 minutes, no grudges held. Forget about it. Nothing else to do. And then if you want, you can put some of his treats or food in that area and forget about it. I promise you once or twice, and you'll be walking around the house barefoot again.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate
you.
Your information.
Thank you, Lori. Don't go anywhere. Let's put Lori on hold, and we are going to send Lori for her dog. We're going to send Lori, let's send Lori a jar of the Hugs and Kisses supplements in Michigan, okay? On its way to you. I appreciate that phone call. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Renee, we got Terry, we got John. The phones are jamming. We got a whole other hour to go. So even if you have to hold on during the news, grab a cup of coffee, a gin and tonic, your choice. Pet your dog, hug them. We'll be right back after this. But right now, I want to tell you about Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, because I've never recommended a litter before. Now, I go back to the days of traveling with Morris the cat. Yeah, I say this every week. It's true. I was in coach. Morris was in first class. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter is the only litter I've ever recommended and the only litter I've ever endorsed for many reasons. I want to talk to you about ammonia, because ammonia is what I call the silent killer. Not only is ammonia dangerous for cats, it's also dangerous for people. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter actually prevents ammonia from forming. Do you hear what I said? It doesn't cover it up. Doesn't get rid of it. It actually prevents ammonia from forming. In fact, its patent-pending technology will keep your home healthy. Ammonia is the main cause of litter box odors. But with Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible, keeping the box ammonia-free, the litter's going to stay fresher, keeping your home smelling exactly the way you would want it to smell. Cat's Incredible is safe. It's reliable and can be used with all cats. Every cat litter box should have Lucy Pet's cat litter in it. It's so much safer and so much better. So why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible? I'll tell you why. It's made with Sony and bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats prefer. Even those finicky felines will be incredibly happy with their new litter. I want to talk to you guys about healthy cats, because let's face it, ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay and many of the alternative litters you might be using. This can actually cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and many other ailments. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, environmentally sourced and made in America. I want you to go to their website, lucypet.com, lucypetfood.com, lucypetfood.com, and type in the promo code Warren20, save 20% and free shipping. I'm Warren Epstein. This is The Pet Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Weight gain among women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s is a common problem. A recent Mayo Clinic study looked at the causes of abdominal obesity and the many health risks that it poses.
There are physiological changes. So, you know, as we age, we lose muscle mass. Also, as we are aging, we're losing the male or the levels of the male hormone testosterone. So our body is burning fewer calories. So the rules of the game change. If you don't change anything, you will gain weight, because you have to take that extra step to be able to maintain your weight as you enter these midlife years.
Endocrinologist Dr. Ekta Kapoor explains what conditions midsection weight gain can lead to.
Having high blood pressure, which again, women in the postmenopausal years are more predisposed to having high blood sugar. Women before they hit menopause, the risk of heart disease is pretty low, and then it just skyrockets after menopause.
There is also a high risk for some cancers. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. brought to you by Asus.
In a recent survey by Auto Trader, consumers wanted more tech in their ride for entertainment, communication, navigation, and especially safety. And with new HD camera tech on board, that's exactly what the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer SUV delivers. Jamie Dewhurst from Chevrolet explains.
So it really creates an even sharper view behind your vehicle. You really see some huge benefits at night by moving to the HD camera. We have a forward-facing camera. It's placed just in behind your rearview mirror, facing forward. It's actively paying attention to what's in front of your vehicle, and if it happens to notice, you know, that there's a vehicle in front of you and that the driver distracted or the vehicle comes into the lane, it can actually activate the braking system to help reduce the severity or even avoid potentially altogether a collision.
And also embedded is front pedestrian braking to help you detect and avoid pedestrians.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's B-A-B-B-E-L dot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.